Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue with our series, What Happens After Death. In our last discussion, we spoke about a trip to the heavens and back. So after the soul comes out of the body, it receives supplications from the angels, and then the witnessing angels that came to witness the death will now take the soul to the heavens and beyond. Some of the detail we had discussed a couple of episodes back, but just a quick recap of the last episode. We will discuss it from the perspective of a believing, pious soul. And the opposite will then hold true for the unbelieving, impious soul. The angels will get the aroma of the best musk that the earth has ever experienced. And they will pass the soul from angel to angel as they pass gatherings of angels. They will exclaim with delight that whose soul is this? When they come to the lowest heaven, they will ask for permission and they will be granted permission. And the most elite angels in each heaven will take them to the gates of the next heaven until they reach the seventh heaven, which is just below the arsh and the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They will meet the souls of other believers and family and relatives that have passed on before them. And they will be, in a state of joy to meet them. When they reach the highest level in the heavens, then Allah will say, write my servant in the illiyin, which is the register of the believers and pious. For the unbelievers and the impious, the opposite, write them in the register called sijjin. Then Allah will decree that take them back to earth and let them now experience the barzakh. Return the soul to the body and they will experience barzakh until the appointed time, until qiyamah. Now, we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what happens thereafter is that the grave, the process of the grave now starts. So after the body is lowered into the grave, the soil is poured and, the du'as are read and everything, the deceased person can hear the footsteps of the last people who are to depart. That's why one sahabi, when he was on his deathbed, he said, remain for a while. So that I feel that there are people around me that are there who I am familiar with until I can, what we would say in our language, find my feet, so to speak, here in the grave. Now, we will take you through the process of what is now called the final test. So the soul is returned to the body. The grave squeezes. No one is exempt from that squeeze, according to the ahadith. For some people, it's more severe. For some people, it's less severe. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Tabarani. If anyone were to escape from the squeeze of the grave, it would be Sa'ad bin Mu'adh. However, he was squeezed once and then released. That squeeze can be a punishment for the impious. It can be a means of, expiation for the pious, or the increase in reward and status for the beloved servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once that has taken place, now the soul has returned to the body, it's time for the final test, the final imtihan. This is where two very stern-looking angels, Munkar and Nakir, come and they ask you that set of questions. We all know what the questions are, and we all know what the answers are. But there, you won't be able to pass the test based on knowledge. It will be based on your belief and based on your practice. You may know the answers, but you will only be able to answer correctly if your belief was correct and your actions were correct. So when will this start now? Immediately after the burial. Two angels. They are black and blue with a very stern appearance. Like I said, their names are Munkar and Nakir. They will shake the deceased and make him sit up. If he's a believer, he'll sit with confidence. If he's an unbeliever, he will be terrified. The faculty of reasoning will be returned to him. The faculty of reasoning will be returned to him. There's a narration in this regard, which we will discuss at a later stage, inshallah. Right? Then they will ask him the first question. Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? The believer will say Allah. The unbeliever will be fumbling. Ma dinuk, what is your deen? Islam, unbeliever fumbling. Who do you worship? Allah, unbeliever fumbling. And then who is this man? And he will be shown an image of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the believer will be able to reply in the positive. For the believer and unbeliever, the angels will then say, yes, we expected you to give these answers. because they would know, you know, on which side of the fence this person is. Now, Allah talks about this in a verse of the Quran. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Verse 27 of Surah Ibrahim. Allah makes the believers firm with firm words. The Mufassirin say this is in reference to when you will be questioned by Munkar and Nakir. Then after you are questioned, and they say, we expected these answers, they shake him again, right? And they ask the questions again, and again, He gives the correct answer if he's a believer, incorrect answer if he's an unbeliever. And then according to the hadith, we learn that this is the last imtihan, the last test, after which for a believer, Allah will say, my abd has spoken the truth, give him furnishings from Jannah, clothe him from it and open for him a door to it. And for the unbeliever, Allah will say, he lies, give him furnishings from the fire and open for him a door to the fire. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save and protect us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.